we like to view China as a closed circuit, that the news of the world does not get in there. And that's not accurate. What happened with the bombing of the Chinese embassy in Belgrade, the news started leaking in over the internet before the official Chinese media could deal with it. The university students in Beijing were taking it off the internet. Others were seeing it on Hong Kong television. And the anger started boiling up. And the Chinese government simply, rather than trying to encourage it, they just simply got out in front of the crowd before it ran over them. And I think even some of the Chinese leadership themselves are surprised at the anger of the people that just simply boiled over as the news arrived that the United States had mistakenly bombed their embassy in Belgrade and killed their people.
In 1999, it was vastly more dramatic, with almost the whole Chinese embassy building in Belgrade being blown up by American missiles. And now, by contrast, we have one single Chinese person being killed, incidentally, along with three other Westerners, Western UN observers. So it's not as if China was seemed to have been singled out for some kind of a deliberate attack this time around. In 99, by contrast, of course, seemed to be much richer fodder for people who were inclined to believe that America deliberately targeted the Chinese embassy. It's very hard for Chinese to believe that it was an accident, given the Chinese seem to have great faith in American technology, and so how can they make such a huge, horrific mistake? That simply, to the vast majority of Chinese, was quite incredible. So they didn't believe for a moment that America's claim that it was an accident. So that's why it stirred up so much passion in China.
What was the reaction in China?
The government, of course, was pretty outraged, and you can imagine that even among the Chinese people who tend to think of America as the world's biggest bully, especially vis-a-vis their own country, it doesn't take very much to really stir them up if you have something that dramatic happening. So I'm sure the Chinese government thought that if more Chinese people came out to demonstrate and protest, that would signify that there was people-level anger, not just government-level anger.
I think what occurred is they did not realize the ferocity of some of these demonstrations. And they were seeing it on Chinese television, which showed just students carrying banners parading past our embassy. But as a matter of fact, it turned into a mob. And they were throwing rocks, fire bombs, and this continued for 3 or 4 days and nights.
7 years after that particular event, what are the Chinese-U.S. relations like in the year 2006 compared to 1999?
That's an important point, because I think Chinese-American relations today are significantly better than they were, say, 7 years ago. I think in the intervening years, even George Bush, who came into office heading probably the most anti-China U.S. administration in memory, very quickly found out that he had to work with the Chinese to get things done in today's world. So the Chinese government, I think, is certainly not today going to try and stir up some big anti-American campaign, especially that the killing wasn't done directly by any American force, but by Israelis. And I don't think the idea of trying to stir up the Chinese people against, you know, such a small country like Israel, which the Chinese don't identify as an enemy of theirs, is going to be very effective.